This is Friday's message. Friday's message, Drusilla Crutchfield. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God, and thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Father, for sending your word forth that we might be ministered to. Thank you, Father, for touching lives as they listen to this broadcast. Father, thank you for providing salvation and grace. Father, thank you for providing healing and freedom, Father, from the bondage that we can be under. Father, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to comfort and to teach and to instruct. Father, we just lift ourselves up to you today and ask for guidance, for direction, Father, for a touching hand, Father, a healing hand, Father. Father, I pray the conviction of your Holy Spirit upon this listening audience today. And Father, I pray that you take this ministry and this broadcast and that you have your way with it, Lord, that you might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. You know, this ministry is not just for the sole purpose of you hearing this voice over the radio and hearing this gospel preached. Praise God. Praise God that I am able to do this at this time. But this ministry is also for you, that you might have opportunity to share with others a place and a time that other sisters might be ministered to. You heard earlier that in the week, an interview with Diane Hollams, who helps with Joy Fellowship, a ministry of Northside Assembly of God Church in Crowley, Louisiana, a ministry to women. There are other ministries out there, other avenues for women to be touched by fellow sisters in Christ that are open. And I would like to have the opportunity to be able to tell you about them. So if you know of a ministry to women, I would appreciate it if you would get in touch with me and let me tell other women about it, that they might know where they can go to be ministered to be blessed by hearing God's word. I need to know about 2-3 weeks in advance, hopefully, so that I can begin planning to broadcast that time. But praise God, God desires for every person to hear his word and to be ministered to. And it is my desire to use this time to help others know where they might be ministered to. I can't be right there in your home right now, praying with you, lifting you up, not physically, I can over the air. But I'm not in your living room with you right now, touching you and holding your hand and praying with you. But you see, there are sisters out there in your local community who wish to do that, who wish to minister with you, who wish to have you come into their fellowship. And if you will listen and take advantage of those opportunities that are announced to you, I know that you will be blessed. I know that you will be blessed. I know there are many churches in your area that provide a ministry to women. I know that Northside Assembly of God in Crowley has a women's prayer meeting on Wednesday mornings at 9:30. It's led by the pastor's wife. It's a beautiful prayer meeting. I've attended it before. All women are blessed and ministered to. If you have opportunity, join it. You don't need to be a member of that church. Just go be ministered to as one woman to another. Let the Word of God lift you up. I know that Welch Evangelistic Outreach Center, Brother Jacob Dardor, has a ministry to women. Women's Ministries meets, I believe, on Sunday evenings before their church service. Again, you do not need to be a member of that church, but just go and be ministered to by other women. That's not a requirement. None of these churches that I announce activities of demand that you be a member, that you go and join them right away to be able to take part of their ministries. But you see, they have a desire, like I have a desire, like others have a desire, to reach out to you. You, someone out there who is sitting there alone and hurting, and you want to know where to go or what to do. You want to be reached by other people. You might have to make the first step. Other women might not know that you are sitting there in your kitchen alone with that cup of coffee, sitting at the table with your hand in your head, weeping out in your heart, "Why am I so alone?" You see, God does not want that. As you listen and you hear opportunity to be ministered to, seek out that opportunity. Or right now, pick up your phone book and look and find a local church there. Call, ask them, what do you have that ministers to women? Are there other women in your church that have a prayer group? Or a time that they meet together in fellowship with each other? Sometimes we must be bold enough, you see, to make our needs known to others. And praise God, God will direct you. Put it in His hand. Lord, show me who to be in touch with. Lord, give me someone special. Send me someplace special, Lord, that my needs can be met. And God will honor that. He will direct you. Praise God. There are so many places in this listening area. I know there is Word of Faith in Lafayette. Word of Faith in Jennings has a marvelous ministry to women. Call these churches. Living Word Assembly in Jennings, Louisiana has such a precious fellowship. So many, and I'm naming a few, and pastors and women of other churches. I'm not trying to leave anyone out. Just God is just leading me to say to you, to say that there are many women who desire to minister to other women. There are churches who desire to reach out. It is not any church's desire for you to be alone and not be ministered to. It is not any church's desire. I know that First Baptist Church in Welch has such a precious, precious fellowship. So many churches in your listening area. And you know there is no need to sit there not being ministered to. Reach out, seek out, be bold, and call someone in your local area and say, "I need help. I need to be prayed for. I need another woman to pray with me, a Christian sister to pray with me." Praise God. There are so many, and so many who desire to reach out and help. And this is as God would have it. This is as God would have it. Ladies, if I can be of some help to you on this radio ministry, then be in touch with me so that other women in your area will know that you have a desire to reach out and minister to them. If you have an activity that is going on that will minister to other women, that will lift them up, that will meet their needs, then I will be glad to talk with you about it, to share it on the radio so that other women will know. Praise God. And there must be someone out there today who is sitting listening who needs to be ministered to. I know there are many. I know there are many. But I see You know, I see so vividly in my mind, I see a kitchen and a brown table in the center of it. And I see a woman sitting at that table with her head in her hand and a cup of coffee at her elbow, listening right now. And I don't know who you are, but I know that you are hurting and that you want to be ministered to. And I say to you right now, sister, to reach out and to let others know of that hurt and that need. To reach out to a fellow Christian sister. To reach out and let a sister in Christ minister to you and to bring the word and to intercede for you and to pray for you, that you will not hurt, that your burdens will be lifted, that your need will be met. Praise God. You are not alone, sister. You are not alone, sister. Never feel that way, for the Spirit of God is upon you. Feel His loving touch through you and reach out for that loving Christian sister who has a desire to help, to minister, and to pray with you. Praise God. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18, for some reason I lost the verse. God's word says, and she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Praise God. You see, Hannah gave it to God, and she found grace in his sight, and her countenance was no more sad. This is what God wants for you. He does not want your countenance to be sad. He does not desire that. He desires for you to be overflowing with the joy of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't see it right away. But you know, God tells us that we must be patient and wait for His answer. If we'll look in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. You see, God desires to fulfill the promises of His Word. But we must reach out and accept those promises. And we must be patient and wait upon God to fulfill those promises. Sister, if you are hurting, reach out to God. Give them to Him. And then, like Hannah, find the grace of God that your countenance might no longer be sad. And wait upon God that He might fulfill the promises. He fulfills the promise of salvation with His Son, Jesus Christ. He fulfills healing and a freedom from bondage through Jesus Christ. Reach out and take all that God has for you. Reach out and touch the hand of Jesus Christ. Be ministered to, be prayed for, be interceded for. Reach out and feel Christ in your life. Oh, there is no need for one sister to sit and to be alone. And I pray with you right now, sister, that you will be lifted up and feel the warm and loving touch of God. Sisters, let me hear from you, that I might lift you up in prayer, that we can agree together that needs be met, that I might announce your ministries, that other women will be touched and be ministered to. Praise God. I give this program to you for the ministries of others. Be blessed. Someone who
goes. You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.